Welcome to Christianity in Detox. This is a podcast about theology and culture and life. And in this episode, we are going to talk about, I'm going to talk about rejection, specifically parental rejection. So Psalm 27:10 reads, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." I was given this prayer in 2007. I didn't know what lay ahead. I was not realizing that there was pain that I needed to deal with in regards to my own relationship with parental figures in my life. And while I don't want to go into specifics about some of the heartache I've dealt with in relationship to parents, I will say that I know what it's like to be abandoned by the person who's supposed to love you more than anything in the world. And while it's heartbreaking to be rejected by a parent, there are some serious spiritual implications when a person is rejected by their father. Now, it's easy to go on the web and research about the physical implications. Scientists have found that a healthy relationship with your parents is vital for your development and your well-being. And when you're rejected by a father specifically, it can cause anxiety and loneliness, not just in present relationships, but also later in life. Because you might approach all future relationships from a place of rejection, fearful that others will treat you like your parents have treated you. But what's worse is the spiritual aspect of this. Your relationship with your earthly father and father figures colors your perspective of what you believe God is like. Now, some of us grew up with authoritarian fathers who wanted complete control and obedience. They were strict. They were not interested in our opinions or ideas. And then some of us grew up with abusive fathers. Fathers who were emotionally, physically, or even sexually abusive. And they destroyed our sense of worth and trust. And then some of us grew up with distant fathers who rarely showed affection or emotion. They did not interact with us or show any interest in what we're doing. And then some of us were just abandoned completely. Our fathers are just completely absent. And if you've gone through any of the things I just mentioned, it might have distorted your view of who God is. You might see God as someone who cannot be trusted, or someone who's not interested in your life, or someone who could even potentially hurt you, God forbid. But God is not like that. He's not a man. And as the song says, he's a good, good father. He's loving, kind, merciful, trustworthy. And if you grew up with a dad that was loving, kind, great role model, and supportive, God isn't like him either. God is better. He's far better because his love is perfect. His love is perfect. Thank you for listening. And if this podcast is helping you, subscribe and share it with someone who you think might be helped by its message. And feel free to email me if you have any questions. God bless. Have a great week.